This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I want to know. Actually, I absolutely demand to know. Not really. I know that you're exceptional because you're listening to this radio show, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, as you know. We're watching the Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill hearings going on. Oh, I'm sorry. I hearken back to 1991. Replay, please. Let's have a replay of that one. Let's just get down in the gutter, as we Democrats like to do, slosh around. Jerry Brown, are you there? Sloshing around. Jerry Brown, downtown Jerry Brown. Interesting climate summit, Jerry Brown. But I don't want to go there yet because, you know, everybody's trashing Trump, right? They're even talking about his penis size on CNN. That's no joke. I just thought I'd put that out there. I am not going to cover the article. However, CNN is wall-to-wall on the penis size of Donald Trump. Okay, good morning. Have that cup of coffee. Trona, can you hear me out there? Trona, California. Deep state unmasked, State Department on hidden camera, resist everything. I have nothing to lose. This comes from Project Veritas. Hoping that the language is bleeped out. This is a Stuart Kafrafra, Department of State. Resist everything. Every level. F-S up. This is from Project Veritas. This sort of gives you a clue as to the deep state, the bureaucrats and the bureaucracies about how they feel about this country, right? Project Veritas, our own Project Veritas comes up with this thing. Federal employees for State Department resist everything, every level. F this S up. Democratic Socialist of America, DSA, embedded in federal government positions, actively resisting. Yes. Stuart Carafra does work for DSA while on taxpayers' dime. I'm careful about it. I don't leave a paper trail, he says. I have nothing to lose. It's impossible to fire federal employees. Ethics officer fails to recognize breach on ethics form. Somebody just rubber stamped it and it goes forward. Project Veritas. This is sort of a transcript update and so on and all that good stuff. But O'Keefe does it again, our very own O'Keefe. We've met him. I've got pictures of he and I together and that sort of thing. I interviewed him back, I think it was Hurricane Sandy. He was in a high rise that was completely blacked out in New York, Manhattan, actually. And, of course, Sandy was bearing down. And his battery was going dead. It was a dramatic moment. Dramatic! Dramatic interview on radio. Anyway, so we're going to chime in a little bit here just to listen to these deep state quaffoffers or whatever. This is Stuart Carafa. Let's see what he's got to say about things. No more Project Veritas for you. Here we go.
Hopefully. Just
everything.
Every level.
I'm up. Nothing to lose. It's impossible to fire federal employees. I don't know.
James O'Keefe. O'Keefe does really good work, and he's really a nice guy, too. Kind of like Larry Bird.
I feel like
really
I'm going to get James O'Keefe here.
So this is a little trailer coming into this whole thing. We're going to see what happens here about this resist movement that's going on. It's a deep state, and of course we've all known this. Hire all these employees, get them into the bureaucratic State Department, get them deep embedded into the bureaucracies. We learned this actually back with Flight 93 Memorial. This whole thing, this whole deep state existed, and the penetration, how deep it was. So we've known this for a long time. Now they're going to be unmasking it. See if they
we've
got.
Heard a lot about the deep state, a vast administrative bureaucracy, what some have called an extra legal state within a state, anonymous, faceless, resistors seeking to thwart the consent of the governed and undermine a duly elected president. Many have called it a conspiracy theory, but after a recent New York Times op-ed, that conspiracy has turned into a political reality. For more than a year, Project Veritas has been investigating the deep state. We have caught, on our undercover cameras, conspirators admitting to violating their ethics reports, illegally using government resources, and subverting government policies. What you are about to see is the hidden face of the resistance inside the executive branch of our government. These avowed socialists, this unelected cabal, would argue that they're saving America. But by thwarting the will of the people, what they're actually doing is subverting our democracy and setting up a constitutional crisis. What is truly striking is their boldness. They are not afraid. They're even boastful about a warped reality where they won't get caught and couldn't get fired, even if they did.
Nothing to lose. It's impossible to fire federal employees. I don't know.
Stuart Carafa is a card-carrying member of the Democratic Socialists of America. Carafa may look the dull bureaucratic State Department employee with his suit and tie, but make no mistake, this man is a radical who boasts of resistance, socialism, and the abuse of federal work rules.
I work for the State Department. I'm a civil servant, so I'm a union member and all that good stuff. I look at it this way. So now that the administration cut my program that I was on, it was cool, like data analytics program, and we were going to modernize it and modernize, democratize, shine sunlight in places where it should be. And they cut it, and now I'm just straight, like, 8:30 to 5, so it gives me so much more time and, like, emotional bandwidth to do all of this stuff.
Karafa is not shy about how he uses his time at work to resist while being paid by the federal government.
Instead of...
So I like, that, I'm going to do DSA work.
Yeah, pretty much.
You could do DSA work.
And I do, I'm careful about it. I don't leave a paper trail. Like, I leave email. I leave fresh. Sometimes I leave that until after 5:30. But as soon as, like, 5:31, I got my, like...
Nice.
Karafa explains to our journalist that he waits till after official work hours to disseminate DSA-related emails that he had drafted while at work. Karafa thinks this delayed delivery will somehow protect him and his job.
Yeah, you got the work done.
What is public record? I mean, maybe someday I'll go to Board of Elections jail. Probably.
U.S. State Department Stuart Karafa is bragging about how he improperly conducts campaign work for DSA during work hours. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I actually dropped out of law school after 1 year. But Steve Klein here actually graduated from law school. Steve, what is Stuart doing that is illegal?
Well, he's committing a fundamental violation of the Hatch Act by engaging in political activity while working for the federal government.
Oops, I hate it when this happens.
And Steve, what is this Hatch Act?
Well, the Hatch Act was designed specifically to prevent that kind of activity, to prevent your and my tax dollars from going to subsidize political activity, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or the Democratic Socialists of America.
Wow.
Do you guys have cameras, like, on your cubicles?
No, God, no. But, like, I mean, you could put two and two together, probably.
Right.
It's like web traffic.
Karafa is deeply involved in the Democratic Socialist political campaign efforts both in D.C. and Virginia, as evidenced by his private messages on the DSA internal communications app.
With, like, web traffic and, I mean, I could make the case before, like, a court of law that I'm going to the Virginia sort of campaign finance website, that I'm just interested in what people are doing politically.
Right.
But if they also go and look at, like, DSA minutes and, like, officer positions, they'd be like, that's weird. You were the co-chair in the electoral caucus, and you spent 3 hours on the Virginia, like, campaign finance website.
So then how do you do it, though? How would you do it?
Nothing to lose. It's impossible to fire federal employees. I don't know.
Up, there it is. It's impossible to fire a federal employee. It's a refrain you're going to hear over and over again in these videos, these deep state officials using the rules of our government and lack of civil service reform to subvert the will of the people. Now, here is Richard Manning. You've been working on this government reform and oversight issue for years. Tell us what is going on here.
Well, James, the civil service system is broken. Everybody knows it. Congress knows it. And they need to do something about it. It needs to be reformed. We see a simple situation where last year, out of 2 million federal employees, 0.53% were fired. 0.53%. That means 99.5% of the federal employees were not fired in that time period. On the private sector, the number is dramatically higher.
And also talks about the federal unions he's in and how that protects him. Tell us about that and how much that costs.
Well, taxpayers are funding these federal unions. $177 million worth for salaries, rents, travel. It's obscene. And yet Congress allows that to occur also.
But, like, is your supervisor cool with it, or?
She's known us.
Karafa also told our journalist how he gets away with his antics even though he files his required ethics and financial disclosure forms every year, forms that are meant to protect against any conflict of interest.
No one knows.
But the best part about it is that there's this ethics form that I have to submit every year to the government because I'm a contracting person. And on the contracting form, I put all of my like officer commissions on it. And somebody just like rubber stamps it and it goes forward.
Nice.
So there is. So it's like a financial disclosure form, right? So if you're involved in federal contracts, you have to disclose the organizations that you're like, if you're like on a board, or if you're a financial officer, so I'm the treasurer of my neighborhood, so I disclose that. And so like, that's if there's any fucked up contract stuff that happens in the federal government, they're like, oh, that's the contract thing that happens. So you're on the board of this nonprofit, and all of a sudden they get a $300 million contract. They have 3 employees.
Oh.
But I can disclose all of my other stuff, and the guy rubber stamping it is just kind of like, I don't know if he's all there. He's so checked out. He's looking at his stuff like, yeah, whatever, just throw him. Well, and so now I can look back and be like, I don't know, the ethics offer was aware of what I was doing.
So nobody's watching, and the people who are watching don't seem to care. The State Department employee gloats about how his supervisors just rubber stamp his federal government forms. No accountability whatsoever. But when it comes to exposing government corruption, Judicial Watch is the authority, and Bill Marshall is a senior investigator there. Bill, tell us about what's going on here.
Right, James. Well, these forms were designed expressly to hold government employees accountable. And if this employee's supervisor isn't carefully reviewing the form and its contents and enforcing them, then it serves no purpose other than to provide cover for the employee's nefarious activities while he's on government time.
So what can be done to reform the system?
Government employees need to do their jobs. His employer needs to do his supervisor needs to do his job and examine that form.
Carafa wears his DSA sensibilities and values like a badge of honor.
Is this everything?
Everything.
Every level.
At the same time we were meeting with Carafa, this memo was posted on the Metro DC DSA website, warning their members of Project Veritas and other infiltrators. As we were wrapping up production of this report, we announced on social media the upcoming release. Within hours, the Democratic Socialists of America in D.C. noticed they'd be featured in the story and began ghosting their public profiles. Internal emails and their Slack channels urged members who worked for the federal government to, quote, lock down all social media accounts and activate two-factor authorization on all important accounts, unquote.
And so our deep state investigation unfolds. Finally, we get to see the faces of these shadowy figures and hear what their motivations are. It's necessary for us to unmask them, to personify them, to put a face to the individuals who seek to undermine the fabric of our republic. And we are not the source. They are the source, in their own words.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Project Veritas. James O'Keefe. Coming up with a big one. Coming up with a big one. It gives you a glimpse. I'm telling you, this is such deep penetration, and they have no fear. They, and they're boasting about it in social media. I mean, if there's this Project Veritas thing, warning everybody in the deep state, watch out, lockdown. It's on, game is on. They've been discovered, and of course, this is quite an expose. But this gives you an idea of how deep the deep state is. Now, here in California, it's just deep state open. Deep state, right there in front of your faces. Everywhere you go, it's deep state, right? How many of you business owners out there are operating with deep state surrounding you? There's a cloak of deep state regulations, deep state taxation, deep state lawsuits, deep state this. Everything's deep state in California. It's here, and it's coming to you. Unless you stop it, unless you challenge it, unless you take it on. Which is exactly what you got to do with, say, New California. That's exactly what you need to do. Anyway, I'm just sort of laying some things out for you because I think it's very, very important at this point in time that we start to examine, get into some of this stuff. Now, he says here, This is an update, 3:48 p.m. when this was all filed, a couple of days ago. Yeah, the 18th. So yesterday, it says 3:48 p.m., Project Veritas attorney Benjamin Barr filed a complaint with the Department of State regarding the findings of our video. Update, 2:22 p.m., a Department of State spokesman issued the following response to an inquiry from the Epoch Times. It says, I can confirm Stuart Carafa is a management and program analyst with the Bureau of Overseas Building Operations. We take seriously any allegation of any violation of the Hatch Act and financial disclosure rules and are closely reviewing this matter. This is a personal or personnel matter that we cannot comment on further at this time. That's from Epoch Times. That they can put a request on. No, so the complaint though that was filed by Benjamin Barr. We need to follow up on this because you know this is the scratching at the door, so to speak. When the dogs went in, you know. StarCraft, this apparently is his law firm. I'll brighten it up here. This is what he wrote. U.S. Department of State Office of Inspector General. P.O. Box 9778 Arlington, Virginia 22219. R.E. Ethics Complaint Concerning Department of State Employees. Inspector General Lilank. We write to your office today to inform you of Project Veritas findings in an investigation into the State Department's. Project Veritas is a national journalism organization dedicated to undercover reporting to expose corruption, fraud, waste, and abuse. In its most recent undercover project, it spoke with employees of the State Department to sort out how ethical staffers were in carrying out its mission. In our investigation, we met Stuart Carafa. He is a member of the Democratic Socialist of America, DSA. It describes itself as the largest socialist organization in the United States, and during the investigation, Project Veritas learned that many DSA members in the Washington, D.C. area are employed by the federal government and that the organization is taking organized action to thwart administration policies. Don't you love it when this sort of thing happens? If you're an employer and you've got this kind of thing going on. Of course, all of you employers out there in California, you do, right? Because it's the government that's doing it to you in California, that's for sure. The investigation at hand revealed that Carafa used government resources to promote DSA projects during government work hours. This appeared to be part of a larger resistance movement aimed at the current administration. This involved using government time to prepare press releases about issues the DSA promotes and doing so in covert, undetectable ways. We ask that you review the linked expose for further confirmation. He gives a website. Central to the mission of the Office of Inspector General is to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. While it proves difficult for government agencies to police themselves, the outside press is a potential ally. In Project Veritas's investigation, DSA agents employed by the federal government appeared to be blocking and impeding the operations of federal agencies. If replicated in large numbers, this resistance effort could have serious implications for the ability of the federal government to function. In summary, Project Veritas has collected initial evidence suggesting at least the following laws and regulations were violated by State Department employees. Lists a series of laws. Project Veritas makes itself available to assist the Office of Inspector General. Please contact the undersigned for additional blah, blah, blah. Well, isn't that interesting? Deep State, anyone? And boy, are they working on it. Sorry, Stuart Carafa, DSA, Jerry Brown. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. agenda21radio.news. The deep state. Deep state actors. Well, the good news, though, and I think this is really, 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 really good news and something that we should be celebrating, is that NOCO, got a couple of clips here I want to play. About North Korea and what's going on there.
They have hailed a new era in their country's relations. During talks, significant progress towards the demilitarization of the peninsula was said to have been made.
We have signed a military agreement to end the history of tragic conflict and hostility that has existed for decades. We have also promised to make the Korean Peninsula the land of peace.
That is the North Korean president, Mr. Ong. Well, I mean, can you believe this? This is the news. This is the real news. Donald Trump is ending a war. He's ending a war. The longest war of engagement this country has ever been in. He is ending the war. I say again, he is ending the war. unbelievable.
Without nuclear weapons and threats.
North Korea has agreed to permanently dismantle the Dongchunri missile engine test site and launch pads in the presence of international experts. Also, North Korea has agreed to take additional measures such as the permanent dismantling of Nyongbyong nuclear facility if there are corresponding measures from the U.S.
Go through what we know. The agreement includes a roadmap for denuclearization and a military cooperation pact. North and South Korea also plan to eliminate, quote, war dangers from the peninsula and to set up a peace zone on their shared border. The leaders pledged to connect roads between the two countries and help reunite families separated by the Korean War. In addition, they also agreed to pursue a joint bid to host the Summer Olympic Games in 2032. Kim Jong-un accepted an invitation to visit Seoul, too. And Donald Trump has already praised the leaders for the successful talks. Christine Hung from the Korea Policy Institute talked us through some of the progress that had already been made.
I think that what's happening right now is that the two Koreas are going to come together to see what kind of room there is for flexibility and maneuver. You have two parties that are absolutely willing to negotiate historic, you know, reconciliation between their country, their two countries, and they have the support of their peoples. And the entire world is aware of this. Democratic desire of the Korean peoples is for peace. And so, you know, I think that this meeting between the two leaders of the Korea only further cements that message, and they will try to see what kind of room for flexible maneuver there is.
Winning, 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 winning. Donald Trump again. Winning, winning, winning. Do you see why they're so apoplectic, so crazed right now on the other side? It's pretty obvious to me. Should be to you. All right, the big question that they're asking on the left, or they're actually putting out there so they want to sort of, you know, burn the culture. Again, acts of desperation. Bert and Ernie are gay. I'm serious. This is what's floating around out there in the miasma. Sesame Street writer finally reveals Bert and Ernie are gay. Show that denies it. Ah. Now we have both ends of the stick burning at one time, right? Hold on to the middle, because it's surely about to burn from both ends to your hand. Are you getting me here? TV line, Bert and Ernie were gay, at least in the mind of one Sesame Street writer. Do we see gayness in everything? Gay here, gay there, gay everywhere. That's what we're supposed to see, actually. That's what these people would have you believe, right? Bert and Ernie's gay. This is from TV. I've never heard of TV line. But it says here that, at least in the mind of one writer, Bert and Ernie were gay. The unmarried Muppets. So, I didn't know Muppets got married, and certainly Muppets don't reproduce. That's me. No, this is my commentary on this. It says the unmarried Muppets who were shared an address on the Sesame Street since 1969 and still look amazing, more than merely friends and roommates, were they? To some, it may seem odd to even attempt to assign a sexual preference to a pair of children's characters. But I guess if you're a pedophile, maybe that's exactly what you do. If you're a pedophile, you have those thoughts, you have those machinations. Now, this is me talking now from the article. I'm springboarding off the article. I'm going extemporaneous. You get my drift? If you're a pedophile, you're going to look at Bert and Ernie and say, oh, man, you guys are a couple hotties. Well, you know what I mean. It's called transference. And they want you to believe, innocence lost, right? Let's just take away some more innocence. Childhood innocence, you can't have it with a pedophile. And if you got a pedophile in Hollywood, then you have a predator nationally, internationally on film. Get my drift? This is how these people think. This is how sick it really is. And then when you start looking at people like Joe Biden sitting there with 1991 with Clarence Thomas, oh, you must have felt real bad about what you heard. And of course, Clarence Thomas fires right back at him. Projection, transference. These are the systems by which these people act, in which they prey upon children by extension of their thoughts on a global scale. Innocence lost. See, this is why Hollywood's got to go. Because it's filled with people like this. And it's been filled with people like this for a long time. Cartoons, the imagery, all this stuff, all this so-called playful behavior that you've heard about. Guess what? It's all been about pedophiles and child molesters for all these years. Hate to break it to you, but that's just a fact of life. That is a fact of pedophilia. That's a fact of child molestation. That's what we're dealing with here. It's really sad to see these comments made years later, the contextualization of these thoughts and so on, right? But that's the way these people roll that are in these places. And that's why I like what we're doing with the media today. It's very, very discerning. And by the way, we're talking about these things and we're bringing them to your attention so that you can make better selections for your children. Because after all, it is about the children, your children, mom and dad. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, the left is certainly desperate. I'm going to give you some more proof of their desperation. Hold on to your hats. Coming from California, Jerry Brown. Yeah. Our very own Jerry Brown, right? Our very, very own Jerry Brown. Don't you just love downtown Brown? I do. I know you do. I think it's a very, very heroic moment that... We have downtown Jerry Brown, all things that go along with downtown Jerry Brown. He's at the climate summit. This is, a couple days ago. And he's with Andrea Mitchell. I hate it when this happens. I really hate it when this happens. He's with Andrea Mitchell. Talking disparagingly so about his favorite president, Donald J. Trump. Interesting comments. We'll listen in on this one.
As we've been reporting, rescue operations are still underway in the Carolinas. Incredible flooding there. Close to 1,000 water rescues have been made in North Carolina alone. The catastrophic flooding making travel impossible in some areas, and nearly 15,000 people are already staying in 150 shelters across the state. California's Governor Jerry Brown announcing late Friday in the face of global warming, of climate change, and of what he calls the lack of a federal response, that the state of California is going to send its own satellite into orbit to track the progress of climate change, which, of course, is causing hurricanes to be stronger and more severe. Right. I talked to Jerry Brown at his Global Climate Action Summit late Friday, a gathering of state, local, and world leaders. We're in the midst of hurricanes and the aftermath of hurricanes, and you still have the President of the United States denying the science of climate change. How do you counteract that?
Well, first I want to say it's really extraordinary that the President can deny science like that. But he's done so many other bad, and how we counteract it is with this climate summit. With normal people respecting the truth and communicating that with other normal people and combating the President of the United States in what are lies, distortions, and quite frankly bizarre behavior. So we have to keep at it, and I'm glad you gave me a chance to answer your question, because we can't say it enough. The President is just wrong.
The hurricanes are more severe. The wildfires are more severe. The storm surge is worse because sea levels are rising. Talk to me about what we are physically experiencing.
Why are the fires so severe, Andrea? Perhaps the forests and the vegetation in the rural areas has not been maintained properly when we pay taxes, billions of dollars, to have it maintained, yet Jerry Brown doesn't maintain it. Huh?
Here in the United States and around the world, that proves that everyone who predicted that this would happen
Well, I would say we're just experiencing the very early beginnings of climate change. The forest fires in California, which are worse than any other time recorded.
And why is that, Jerry Brown? Why are these bad, Jerry Brown? Because you're malfeasance in office.
History, it's really just, unfortunately, it's the beginning. But as the carbon builds up, and it builds up very rapidly, we'll have more.
That is absolutely, scientifically, not true, what he's saying. I would love to have Jerry Brown sit down in my biology or chemistry class for maybe half an hour. Oh, he can bring his classmate, Barack Hussein Obama.
More drought, more fires, more storms.
More drought because you did not build out the rest of the water system for California, and you're draining water, billions of gallons out to the ocean to protect fish rather than humans.
Storms, more intense storms, more trouble. And the worst part is more migration. We're going to have people moving from their land that will no longer produce enough food. So the
get the plan. See? Get everybody off the rural lands. You mean rewilding, Jerry Brown.
Rural leaders have got to wake up.
Now, the exit from the Paris Climate Agreement isn't official and binding till 2020, but what is the impact already internationally of the United States having said we're out of it?
So Trump is an enabler. We often hear that term, enabler. He's an enabler of climate negligence and climate avoidance. So that's what's bad about it, because we have to make sure that all these other countries, whether it's Russia or Poland or South America, Brazil, whatever the heck it is, everybody's got to step up. And the President of the United States should be the cheerleader, the exemplar. And instead, he's the saboteur. And that's tragic.
How many people did you burn out? Just this year, Jerry Brown. How many people died at your hands, Jerry Brown?
At the climate conference, you faced protesters. The Democratic Party has divisions. How do you handle that? But some people.
The enabler who wants to frack oil on his own property in Clusa County. That's Jerry Brown.
Say you're not even, despite your leadership on this issue, that you're not doing enough.
We're not doing enough. No one is. I do believe, though, we're doing more than anyone else, and that's not enough. So the protesters want to get the oil out of the ground, get it into the ground faster. And I think that's a noble thought.
Remember, he's worth billions of dollars if he's got water on his property for frackable oil. Let's remember that. That's what this guy's all about.
I think what we're seeing in the protests, you're going to see more incoherent, disruptive reactions, because people are going to say, gee, if this climate change...
They're incoherent, these protesters that are protesting. By the way, what they're doing is they're protesting fracking. That's what this is about. He supports fracking. After all this climate change and carbon footprint, why does Jerry Brown support fracking? Well, that's because he's worth billions of dollars if he does. And that justifies him extracting the oil from the Monterey Shale that's under his property using water. Oh, and where would that water come from? How about the eight water wells that he drilled on his property? Water wells. And how about the simple fact, maybe you don't understand this, the simple fact that 6 miles to the north of his property they're going to build the so-called Sites Reservoir, which would provide gravity-fed water to his property for what? Fracking for oil. That's Jerry Brown.
Change keeps going, it could be a very deteriorated world. So kids are going to react, and they're going to do whatever they can.
He's trying to cover himself, so he's lying. Right here, he's lying. We're calling him out, he's lying. The kids are going to cover themselves.
To wake everyone up. So I would take these protests as a wake-up call.
Now, as a governor, how do you feel when the...
He's trying to flip the script, take the protests for everybody as a wake-up call against carbon, while I steal you blind.
The President of the United States says that Nearly 3,000 people did not die in Puerto Rico, even though it was the result of a scientific study, and says that it was a Democratic conspiracy to claim all these deaths.
Well, the problem is we never had a president who is engaged in this kind of behavior.
Really? What about the last 8 years?
I mean, he's not telling the truth. He keeps changing his mind.
Wow. Kind of like you and Obama. That's why I'd love to have you guys in my biology or chemistry class.
He's, sabotaging the world order in many...
He's sabotaging the world order. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? And they can't do that, right? Whining.
Respects. So it's unprecedented. It's dangerous. And hopefully this election is going to send a strong message to the country. The Democrats will win. And then Trump, something's got to happen to this guy. Because if we don't get rid of him, he's going to undermine America and even the world.
Wow. How about like those guys in Project Veritas? He's undermining them right now. Those people in the deep state, he's undermining them, Jerry. And by the way, Jerry, don't you find it odd that on Thursday of last week, right in the middle of this whole thing with your summit, the president jumps on board with a bill that's going to give to California, over and above your resistance, the California Water Project. 40-year-old project put on hold by you. By you when you were governor before. And you created this man-made drought. You. So that your cronies could enrich themselves in all these various departments, these water companies and so on, the charade of nonprofits, because of you. Create a crisis with water, right? And oh, what about the water rights of people? Losing them all around the United States, all around this state, of course. People who have wells, they have to monitor them now. And they have to get charged for the water they have underneath the ground. Property rights, anyone? That's Jerry Brown. We're going to steal it from you.
What do Democratic candidates say in, let's say, Indiana, in West Virginia, and other states where you've got the Donald Trump, when he campaigned, getting the coal miners and others to feel that...
Oh, they got their jobs back. What a concept.
This is all threatening their livelihoods.
It's a real problem. I mean, Trump won West Virginia 85%. That's real, and any politician has to deal with that. So the rest of the country has got to find ways of keeping their ambition and raising it to take climate action. But in terms of these other coal-impacted countries, we're going to have to find real dollar investments to help those people before we can say, okay, we're shutting your coal down. Well, we better have a good program.
Do you see any Democratic leaders rising up who can take on this president in 2020 if he's running, or
not
show
yet.
The kind of leadership?
Not yet, but there's time. So I hope those Democrats running around will see the problem in a very sophisticated way, find the language and the issues to win over the American people. Because it's not just something you can just start talking about. This is difficult because climate change is a transformation. And Trump is very clever, real animal cunning, and I don't underestimate him for a minute. So anybody who wants to run against him, they're taking on a very big challenge.
Winning, Jerry. The formula for the United States is to win. Not to have our government and everything else shaped for your benefit and others. Like the globalist elite that you are a party to. I hate it when this happens, don't you? From their own mouths, they admit these things. Anyway, we got to run for time. Got another hour coming to you, though. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are exceptional Americans. And stay strong, America. We have a lot to be proud of. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.